So we'll discuss, as you know, Yom HaAtzmaut is coming up. It's not so clear when it's coming up, either Monday or Tuesday. But at least Peiyar is Monday.
Tuesday
of
the month.
Right, because the reason why this year is the issue in terms of, because in Eretz Yisrael, Yom HaZikaron is very big, as well as Yom HaAtzmaut. So therefore, it would come out, it would be Saturday night. So there again, to be the concern of Chilul Shabbos, and then so they move Yom HaZikaron to Sunday night, and then they move Yom HaAtzmaut to Monday night. That's always the question, what about Chutzlaret? You always have it to reverse also on a Friday. When Yom HaAtzmaut falls out on a Friday, Heyar, so they move it to Thursday for the same reason. So you have the same issue in terms of Chutzlaret, because you don't have, in Eretz Yisrael, it's a real Yom, it's like Lag Bomer, it's a real Yom. It's a yontif without the restrictions, like Purim. You get everyone's out there barbecuing, banging, whatever they're doing. But it's all, so therefore, and they have parades, I guess. So the issue is always in chutzpah. So you don't have those issues, so you change the day. So, you know, so many say, well, you follow Eretz Yisrael, whatever they're doing in Eretz Yisrael, you go. And others say, no, you know, the reasons don't apply. So here we should keep it to the day. So I guess the people who say it should stay on Friday, we'll also say it should say on Monday. That's I'm just saying. I think I remember Rav Shechta, I think always held it was on the other Shai. I always heard he said to do Friday, not to change the date. So assuming
he
I remember,
here.
Yeah, assuming I remember that he did say that, then whoever she is will make sense then that they shouldn't change it this year either. See, I didn't know if you understand it. I asked someone why he said. Because he said, you know, it's something about the date, which I don't really understand, because if you tell me you want to change Pesach, you want to change Sukkot, okay, the Torah gives you the date, that's it, I can't eat my matzah today. But Heyar, I mean, the only reason Heyar is significant is because that's the date they pick. There's nothing inherent, you know, that the bell for decoration or something with Yom HaShoah, they could have picked one of many dates. It happened to be, they picked one date.
The interesting thing is that day was
on this set. Right, exactly. So it was, they moved it up.
They moved it up one day.
Right, in fact.
Friday. It was on Friday, right? It should have been like the British mandate ended on Shabbos.
Right.
And they did it on Friday.
They did it on Friday before they didn't want to appear on Shabbos.
Right, so that Friday was Hey, then.
Right.
In fact, there's some sefer, they say in the Gra that, or they wrote about that there's something, this the sefer written before 1948 about this, there was something special about Hay and Vav Iyar, and also something I think about Yud Ches, is that when Rabbi Yom Yerushalayim is, there was a sefer, I think maybe it was one of the Kabbalah, where no one knew what it was at the time, and then, you know, later on they saw these are the dates, but I heard it from Rosh Hashanah, I don't remember the exact sefer where he quotes from that they, right, but that's the same thing. When it originally happened, it was pushed up. So I don't understand this argument that it's, if anything, I'd argue the opposite. There is no really fixed date. I mean, a year is a date because that's when the chief rabbi, whoever picks the date, the chief rabbi or the kenet, whoever picks the date, that's the day we pick. But in cases, so, you know, so once you're ready, there is no, you know, I was in Rav Shechta feel differently. I mean, I never told him directly. That's what someone told me. I didn't understand the argument where you can't change in the day. But either way, bottom line is you have different minhagim and chutzlaret. I think, yeah, so most people probably, I think the majority go with Tuesday to go with the date that they celebrate in Herzl. You know, so it depends if you consider Yom HaAtzmaut, number one, if you recognize it, or if you consider it the right to the Rabbanah, and celebrate the right to Chumrah, Shmei to the Yoma, you can celebrate it 2 days this year. So, we go on, but either way, so that's the issue. So, do they have a celebration at the Bayis or not?
Yeah.
So that's,
in fact, the community celebration is here, is at the Bayis.
Oh, they switch off the one they had in yeah, oh, so they have, okay, so Monday night. And right, okay, so that's for most people. I think that's the accepted.
Yep.
Most people go with the whatever Eretz Yisrael does. So we'll discuss a little in Yoni Hallel, and then hopefully get to the issue of Hallel and Yom HaAtzmaut. So just to give, you know, just to first give some background on Hallel. So the Gemara tells us in Erechin and Tainis, different Gemaras, there are 18 days a year that Gomrim is a Hallel. We complete the Hallel. 8 days of Sukkot, 8 days of Hanukkah, 1 day of Pesach, and 1 day of Shavuot. And the Gemara says, and for, in Chutzlaretz we had 3 more days, 1 more for Pesach, for Shavuot, for Golem, Pesach, Sukkot, and Shavuot, and therefore it's 21. So 18 days a year we're going with the Hallel, and 21 Chutzlaretz, and we'll see about Laila Echad, the whale Pesach, we'll see the relevance, and 1 night a year we say Hallel. Whether you say it once or twice, I guess it's a Tzvari in Ashkenaz, but we'll get to that. So the Gemara discusses, so before we, the Gemara discusses, so Hallel, is Hallel a mitzvah d'oraita? Is Hallel a mitzvah d'rabbanan? What's the status of Hallel? So it seems to be, it's a machlok as we've shown him, but it seems to be ambiguous from different places. But the Gemara in Brachas, I think Dav Yudala in the beginning of Brachas, basically it talks about Dini Hefsik, it's talking about how, and it says, Hallel Drabanan, it's okay, whatever the context is, but they say Hallel is Drabanan. Yet others quote the Gemara in Sachem, that in the Neviim it's a discussion whether Moshe, different opinions, who actually wrote the Hallel, whether it was Moshe, etc. So the Gemara has the expression, during the Neviim, so based on different Gemaras, it's a little unclear whether Hallel is Drabanan or Daraisa. So the Bahag Shita is, he says, Hallel is Daraisa. And the Rambam disagrees, Maimonides disagrees, and he says in the Minyan HaMitzvah, you only count Mitzvahs from the Torah, and now Mitzvahs Rabbanan, and he attacks the Bahag and says that Hallel isn't Daraisa. The Rambam, Hilchos Chanukah, he writes Hallel is Darabanan. The Ramban, in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, he wants to defend the Rambam's attack on the Bahag, to try to defend the Bahag. Why would the Bahag say Hallel is Daraisa? So, you know, they give different possibilities. One is that just the concept of Hallel is Daraisa, like we have by Birkas Avazon or Ruhita Sila, right? The Rambam sheet is, Sila, the concept of davening to God, is biblical. But the actual text that we have today, that the Manshik Nesis HaGadolah, those aren't necessarily the words, and maybe even Birkas Hamazon won't. Same way, Daraisa, the actual words of Daraisa, that's a separate. So same thing, Hallel, the concept of thanking God on Hakara Satov on a tremendous faith, that's Daraisa. Okay, the specific text, that might be Drabanan. Others say, maybe it's Halachal Moshe Misinai, the Ramban writes, and maybe only Hallel on Yantav is Daraisa. Others say that maybe it's based on the Samachta Bechagecha, it's part of the Mitzvah of Simcha, on Yantav the Zechi of Simcha, so Simcha, you know, you say by Hallel. So different, they try to give different explanations in the Bahag, but the bottom line is Bahag holds it's Daraisa, the Rambam holds it's Sagarabanan, and perhaps there's a middle Shita, the Raivid, who seems to hold it's Divrei Kabbalah. Divrei Kabbalah is like the words of the prophet. So we'll see the different Shitas in the Rishonim, and then perhaps when we get back to it, it might depend on what type of Hallel we're talking about. Maybe there is no Machlokes. Or at least we can minimize the machlokes. Anyway, there's definitely a machlokes going on, but exactly what is the machlokes on, we'll get to. So that's just in general, machlokes rishonim, we assume generally it's drabanan, like the Rambam, the Hallel is drabanan, and also therefore it's a discussion about women being hired in Hallel. Again, we assume it's a general, it's a mitzvotaseishas man grama, women are probably putzah from Hallel. If you hold it's drabanan, then you get into the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, whether the Torah is mangrum or flies or not, a mitzvah drabanan. But either way, we assume Hallel is drabanan, and in general we also assume, as a general nashim apas from Hallel as well. We'll come back to both of those issues. So let's get back to the criteria of Hallel. So the Gemara tells us that, what's the criteria for these 18 days? Why do we say Hallel? So the Gemara asks, what about Shabbos, then? Why don't we say Hallel on Shabbos? Shabbos seems to be a happy day. We say Hallel on Yom Tov, why not? Why do we discriminate against Shabbos? So the Gemara says, which isn't such a simple point, but the Gemara says, Shabbos isn't a moed. What I'm saying is it's not so simple. The Gemara has a discussion on it from different places in the Chumash. Sometimes it's mashmas, the moed, sometimes it's not. So for our purposes, the Gemara says it explicitly. So Lisa Gavi to Din Apalel, Shabbos is in a Moed anyway. So because the Gemara says it, since Shabbos is not a Moed, one of the criteria for being Chaya, being to be Gomer and Tahalel, you have to be called a Moed. So Shabbos is in a Moed. The Gemara says, what about Rosh Chodesh? Why don't we say Halal on Rosh Chodesh? You'll tell me we do say Halal on Rosh Chodesh. I'll tell you don't say Halal on Rosh Chodesh. Because we only say Chatzi Halal. The Chatzi Halal is only a minute. And in fact, there's a Gemara where one of the rabbis came to the town and the guy started saying Halal on Rosh Chodesh. He looked over them like he was nuts until he sort of skipped some parts. He's okay, it's Chatzi Halal, it's a minute. And you know, Machok is Svarim Asna, do you make a brach on it or not? But that's not a midin halal. We call it chatzi halal. But, right. I think within different svardim, the Rama might know, but I think it depends on where you are. Like for instance, some svardim, speaking of the worst of both worlds, some svardim don't eat kidneys. I was at, you know, so not even, because one, I think he was from Morocco, he was from Morocco, I think. The only kidney is his wife was from somewhere else, or maybe I'm reversing it. But
they don't eat them at all, or they eat them only if they go through a strenuous process of checking?
No, they don't. He told me they don't eat them because he invited me over. So you know, it's Friday, so I can't eat. But he said, no, I don't eat kidneys. I said, great then. I said, you know, I should come over. Which is a separate discussion. Assuming a Svarti, I'm not going into it now, but that's a big shaila. Svarti invites you to eat non-kidneyous. Can you eat on the kalim, etc.? That's a separate issue. We'll discuss another time. But you know, eating kidneyous already, barring that stock in Israel, or whoever it was, the minhag Ashkenaz is not to eat kidneyous. So that's not an issue. But the question is, eating non-kidneyous on kidneyous kalim, that's a separate discussion. But pashas, you know, that's usually another chumrah. But either way, it's Avadya Yosef, who's a Sephardi anyway, is Mako, other postkim, it's a Bachogas a postkim. But either way, so what do we see? So, Rosh Chodesh, we don't say Halal, we say Chatzi Halal. For our purposes, there's no Halal. So why not? Rosh Chodesh, Ikrai Moed. The Gemara says it is called a Moed, Rosh Chodesh. So if it's called a Moed, so why don't we say Halal? Moed is the criteria, that's why we nick Shabbat. Why not include Rosh Chodesh?
You're just saying whether it's called a Moed, right? That's what we're talking about here.
Right.
Shabbos is not called, like Moed's what, an appointed time?
Well, that's what I'm saying, that's why it gets into, what exactly a Moed is, but in other words, not for our purposes, it doesn't make a difference what the exact definition. In other words, whether
we want to
right now, I'm just isolating Lugavi the din of Hallel.
Right.
It's because I know if it's not so pushed, then it's Shabbos isn't. But the Gemara says it. What can I do? The Gemara says it explicitly. It's not a Moed. So
I
just
said.
We'll see. We'll get to that. And the Gemara doesn't get to it, but I'll get to it. So the question is. So why not Rosh Chodesh? The Gemara says, okay, you're right. There's more than one criteria. You need a second criteria. It has to be Ikdish Ba'asiyas Malacha. In other words, it has to be a day of this is Malacha. So, we'll get to that. The Gemara asked about Hanukkah, we'll get to it. So the Gemara says, Rosh Chodesh, even though there's a meaning among some Nashim not to do Malacha, but Rosh Chodesh is not a day of this is Malacha. So therefore, so Shabbos is out of the picture because it's not a Moed. Rosh Chodesh is out of the picture, even though it's a Moed, but it's not a Kish Vasiyas Malacha. What's the Kasha of the Avnei Nezer? No, it's Gemara's Kasha. What's the Avnei Nezer's Kasha? What about when Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos? Then we should say Halal. Because we have both, we can take the Issa Malacha from Shabbos and the Moed of So he says no, because it has to be the same Machaya, the same Kedushas Hayom, which is Machaya both. So bottom line, we don't. But that's the Avnei Nezer, has an interesting discussion on that. So Shabbos, no Hallel, Rosh Chodesh, no Hallel, because you have to have both. You have to be called the Moed, and it has to be Ikdish Vashiyas Malacha. So then the Gemara says, if that's the case, then why aren't we going to Hallel the whole Pesach? We just finished Pesach. If you notice, only the first two days, depending where you were, we didn't, we were on Gomer Halah the rest of Pesach. How come? So we'll get to that. So that would be one possibility. But not this Gemara. We know the Gemara in Sanhedrin. So first of all, the Gemara has Maishnah Sukkis Mi Pesach. Sukkis, as I mentioned, all 8 days were Gomer to Halah. We say Halah the whole. So what's the difference? Why do we discriminate against Pesach for that it doesn't have a full Halah? The Gemara here in Erechim says, we'll get to Lazer's reason shortly, is the Gemara here says, you know why we're not Golem and Tahalel? Because it doesn't have its own independent carbon every day. By Sukkot, each day, 13, 12, 11, each day has its own independent carbon. As we know, if you read by Pesach, or if I'm a retired Baal Koresh, you know why now. But it's the same carbon every day, so therefore, even though we bring the carbon to that, so again, the Gemara is not, it's an interesting discussion, what exactly is the connection, but the Gemara is our given. Our given is, the Gemara says, a day which has its own carbon, it's just Lugabi Halel, and that's really true for everything else. But Lugabi, the requirements of Halel, it has to have its own carbon to give it, you know, the level of simcha, whatever it needs. And therefore, Sukkot every day its own carbon, so therefore we're going to Halel every day. But Pesach, only the first day, first 2 days from Chutzlaret, and therefore we don't do it. So, in fact, the post can take this halacha lemaisa as an interesting difference between Shabbos Chol Hamoed Pesach and Shabbos Chol Hamoed Sukkot. That in terms of which halacha, so we know on Shabbos when we finish the brachas of the Haftorah, we say Makadish HaShabbos. On Yom Tov we end off Makadish Yisrael v'Hazmanim. On Shabbos Chol Hamoed, how do we end the Haftorah? Do we end off Makadish HaShabbos, or we do Makadish HaShabbos Yisrael v'Hazmanim? Right, so that's the stand-up stock. The Grah sheet, Grah is a different sheet, but the stand-up stock in the post-him is what depends. So on Pesach, which I was asking about, we end off Makadish HaShabbos, but on Yantif, on Sukkot, we end off Makadish HaShabbos Yisrael v'Hazmanim. And the post-him tie into this Gemara here, that on Sukkot, it's a regal of Ne'atzma, you can say Makadish Yisrael v'Hazmanim out the HaTorah. It's another of Makadish, but by Pesach, since it doesn't have its own carbon, you don't have the same halal, it doesn't have enough to say Makai, even though by Buddha we're going to do it anyway, but in terms of the Chiyav of the HaTorah, apparently there's something lacking. So based on that Gemara, you see there's halach l'mayis, the difference that we assume on Shabbos Chol Hamoed Pesach, we conclude Makadish HaShabbos, but on Shabbos Chol Hamoed Sukkot, we end Makadish Yav HaZmanim. So there's three criteria we have now. You have to be called a Moed, it has to be a day of Isser Malacha, and it has to be a day of a Karban. So, Sukkot has all of them, Pesach only has two out of three, and the effort is a no-go. So, the Gemara asks, but what about then Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur apparently should have all three. It's called the Moed, it has its own Karban, it's by the way, we see that Chol Hamoed, people always ask, what do you mean Chol Hamoed? There's not a malacha in Chol Hamoed. I tell them, yes, there is. It might be, what's the definition? We like focusing on the Chol aspect, but it is Chol Hamoed. And of course, it's not the same malachas, but there is a malacha, from this Gemara, it's mashma to Din D'Oraisa. So my focus, we've shown him, whether the Yisum malacha, because the Gemara says, Masru l'chachamim, the chachamim. So many don't say it's the right, but the chachamim define what's considered malacha on Chol Hamoed. It's not the same halacha as Shabbos and Yom Tov are pretty clear cut. Chol Hamoed is very vague, and it's left to the chachamim to decide what's considered malacha, what is it. So we see Pasha from this Gemara that the issue of malacha is the right on Chol Hamoed. So either way, so we have Menissa Malacha on Rosh Hashanah. So we have all three. We have its own carbon. It's called a Moed, and it has its own carbon. So why don't we say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Right, the Gemara says, Einachinami, you're right. It really is a day of Simcha. It's the Rambam writes, there's a whole Shagas Ari, there's a whole Shagas Ari, discussion whether there's a halacha of simcha in Rosh Hashanah. Because Pashas, we assume simcha with the Shalosh Regalim, with Ola Rego. There is no, it's not one of the Shalosh Regalim. So the Shara Rishayi is a whole discussion on whether there's a mitzvah of simcha from this Gemara. Obviously, it's mashma there is, because else the Gemara wouldn't even entertain it. So, and in fact, that's why the Rambam writes, it's, I think his question is that these aren't Yimei Simcha Yisera. In other words, there's clearly a mitzvah Simcha, we have students Yantiv, but it's not a day of overt Simcha. It's because the Gemara says, is it possible we're being judged on life and death, and we're sitting there seeing Hallel like we're totally oblivious? So there is a mitzvah of Simcha, but it's toned down, so we don't want to do an open Hallel. But really, strictly speaking, you're right. Ma'ikar Adin, really, it is a day which is Mechayim Hallel. But Chazal said not to say it because it's inappropriate. So maybe also that's what we can say also about Tisha B'Av, even though assume Tisha B'Av, but Tisha B'Av is all, you know, it's probably only through Rabbanan, so it doesn't fit the mode, you know, might not, you know, but it's... Right, that doesn't have a day of Malacha either, right? It depends, you know, the Minhag about not doing Malacha before Chatzot, but right, but he was just focusing on the Moed part. It really doesn't have the other requirements anyway, but we'll see. So that's why the Gemara says, really, you should say it, but it's not appropriate. So the Gemara says, okay. What about Chanukah? Chanukah is a rabbinical holiday. It clearly can't be a Moed. And therefore, you need all three. And there's no way to Malacha either. There's a minhag of Nashim not doing Malacha, maybe B'shat HaGavacha's neighbor. So that's a minhag. There's no way to Malacha. So therefore, so forget it. You need all three. Pesach means Nixit only had two out of the three. And Chanukah... But even in our Torah, there's none. You know, we in the Siyam, yeah, exactly. So they have to go. Okay, the Gemara says you got me. There's a whole different reason. Either that's one mechayev. One mechayev is you need all three of those factors: moed, ishtar malacha, and carbon. But there's a totally different reason you could say halal as well. So the Gemara says why? Why do we say halal on Chanukah? It's yom she'ira bo neis. It's a day that a miracle happened. It's a day that a nace happened, and Gemara doesn't say which nace, but as we'll see, Pashas is the nace in the Muhammad, not the Pashemin, as we'll get to the follow-up question, because the Gemara is the one about Purim. So obviously there was no Pashemin. It was Pashas is Hatzala. The Jewish people were saved from, you know, from by the Muhammad. So we see, which we'll see, which could have relevance to the Yom HaTzimut as well, but that's what the Gemara says, that Chanukah is a day which is Mechayiv and Hallel, because it's enough, either you have those three or Yom She'ir Bo'Neid, that's enough to Mechayiv and Hallel. So the Gemara says, aye, Ihachi, then what about Purim? We don't say Hallel on Purim, why don't we?
Right, so
the Gemara, that's one. The Gemara in Megillah, Adab Yudalek, the Gemara in Erechon also continues, but the Gemara in Megillah goes into it further, right? But I'll just give you the Gemara. I'll just give you the three answers quickly, then we'll come back to that. So the Gemara says, "Why don't we say Hallel on Purim?" So the Gemara gives three answers. But what do we see for the Kasha? That really, the should be Chayiv in our Torah, and it should be Chayiv in Hallel because it's a Hatzalah. The Gemara says, "You're right," but however, answer number one, it's a Neish of a Chutzlaret. It's a miracle that happened in Chutzart. Apparently, that's not strong enough to Mechayev in a Hallel. We just celebrated Pesach. Last I checked, Yitzias Mitzrayim, we left Egypt, not Israel. So the miracle didn't happen in Israel. How can we say Hallel on Pesach? So the Calvinists didn't make this up. The Gemara already has the source of the grandfather clause. That obviously, the Gemara says, that's only once we entered when Yeshua came in and conquered Eretz Yisrael. We went in. That's when Eretz Yisrael becomes a factor.
That shouldn't even be a Kasha because you have Pesach for the other three criteria. You're saying Hallel on Pesach because of the other three things. Moed, Yisr, Malacha,
right.
And what's the third thing?
Right.
And Karma. So, why should you even ask that question about Pesach being
No, as we'll see, I'm going to get to it, but obviously he's assuming right. That's, the question is why, but the Gemara's assumption here is we're saying Hallel on Pesach, for a nace, which hold off on that kasha. I'm going to answer with another question in a minute. All right. But either way, that's what the Gemara says. It's a good, very good point. A2, the second answer is Rav Nachman, Kriyasa Zu Halela. Kriyasa Megillah takes the place of Hallel. We do say Hallel. It is a day of Hallel, but the Hallel takes on a different form. The Hallel is called Kriyasa Megillah. In fact, in fact, the Meiri even takes it to the logical extreme. Meiri says, and therefore, if you live in a town which doesn't have a Megillah, on Purim, you take out your sitter and you say Hallel. Most postum disagree with the Meiri, which is a good question. Why? Why don't we? The Meiri makes a lot of sense. Why don't we say Hallel? So we'll touch on that point also. But that's what the Meiri says. That's what the Gemara says. Since we read the Megillah, therefore the Megillah takes the place of Hallel. And the third answer the Gemara gives is Akate Avde Achashverosh Anon. That it's true, but it's true that we were saved from the Gzeira of Haman, the Hashbe, the Haru is called Yehudim, but we're still under the dominion of Achashverosh. As the Gemara says, in order to say our Hallel, you have to be, as Taro said, get lost. Kumisi mitocha Ami. It's only when we left the status of Avde Taro and became Avde Hashem, that's when we're able to say Hallel. To say Hallel, you have to be in the total status of Avde Hashem. You can't be any other foreign government control. In fact, it's the Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchas Chanukah, when the Hashmonan took over, and the whole discussion, Koharim and that, but they took over, with all everything being said, the Rambam calls it a Yeshua. He says, Matayim, over 200 years, he writes, that the Hashmonan controlled the government, and the point being that the Rambam was under Jewish control, he calls that a Yeshua. By definition, it's the Yeshua, because number one is you could say Hallel, but anyway, it's the Yeshua in terms of the Jewish-run government we see. The Rambam, even with the palm of the Chashvon with the Kohanim, he still says a great thing that the Jewish people are running Israel, not under other dominions.
I mean, I don't want to get a little bit, but Jewish here means Jewish by who your mother is, or Jewish meaning...
They qualify in both senses.
I mean, this
is Pashas. The fact that you're living in a country.
Pashas, I say Jewish. I mean, just saying he doesn't. Well, you know, it depends. If obviously Jewish, then if you want to get into someone who doesn't follow whether he's no longer in, you know, doing it, that's a separatist. But you know, the Ram doesn't go into. But Pashas, Jewish run period is the Yeshua.
Oh, okay.
Whether you're from or not, whatever.
Why didn't they say Hallel on Purim during the Maccabean times?
Why did they? Or did they?
Why didn't they?
Why did they say Hallel on Purim?
You can't say Akate Avde Achashverosh.
No, you mean when? Oh, you mean maybe just for that? You mean that's maybe for the other reason? You think if you ask, the question is whether all three reasons are working together or they're separate. In fact, the basically one and three are two is clearly different than one and three. What I mean to say is, for one and three, the Gemara is saying that Hallel is inappropriate on Purim. It's not a day to say Hallel, because we are still Avdei Achashverosh, or a nace that happens in Chutzpah doesn't warrant Hallel. The number two then is what to discuss. Number two is, we're saying, yeah, you're right, we should be saying Hallel, but Megillah is taking the place. And the Meiri could argue then, what about there's no Kriyas of Megillah? But one and three is saying fundamentally, once we establish, we're saying it's not a day that warrants Hallel anymore.
Why not have both?
No, so I'll tell you why. So why don't we say, so the Meiri makes a lot of sense to me, why not say Hallel? If Kriyat is do Hallelah, then why not? The Meiri makes sense, so what do we hold? So Rav Putnam discusses in the Pachad Yitzchak, and others discuss it, because we see fundamentally there are different types of Hallel. The different types, like there's a Kriyat and Megillah Hallel, and there's, what's the difference? We know, in general, we assume Purim is God, is the only book in Tanakh that God wasn't mentioned. Basically, we assume it's basically God pulling the strings behind the scenes. That's the presuming Nisa. It's the day of Purim is the day of Hester Purim. The Hallel that we know, we call Hallel Mitzri, or Hallel that we know it as, Hatha Halal you say on Nathan Niglam, or an open house. So he says, that's what it is. So we had to, it's inappropriate to say that Halal, because it's not the Halal. Chazal set up a Kriyat HaMegillah Halal, because that's the day. That's why we don't say Halal. Halal talks about, you know, the Nathan Niflal, so this is the day of hidden miracles. So along those lines, they say. So getting back, so therefore, Purim, whatever the reason is, Purim doesn't say Halal. So we have two criteria, either the big three, as we'll call Moed, Issa Malacha, and Karban, or Yom Shir Bonei. They seem to be in this, enough of reasons by themselves. So I mentioned the reason why we don't say Halal on Pesach, the whole Pesach, is because it doesn't have its own Karban. So yeah, we know there's a more famous reason, the one Lazer mentioned, and the post can bring this down, is we know it's Gemara in Sanhedrin. Maisa Yadai told them by Yam that God rebuked the angels. They were singing when the Egyptians were drowning in the sea. How dare you sing Shira? The Egyptians are also part of my creation. And therefore, Hashem, look like you're overly celebrating the downfall. That's the minute during the Seder, we dipped a little bit of wine out because the show also, we're not celebrating the downfall of other people, but either way, so that's what the Gemara says, Masa Yaya Tova Yavadam, so therefore God rebuked the angels not to sing Shira. So that's the reason we give, so that the post can bring down, the reason why we don't do Hallel on the seventh day of Pesach is because of this reason of the Egyptians drowning. So the question is, what do we need two reasons for? We already have the reason, first of all, which reason is better? I don't know, better, maybe it's the wrong word. But which we have the reason of the carbon, and it doesn't have its own carbon, and now we have another reason of the Egyptians drowning in the sea.
The Egyptians drowning in the sea only applies.
Right, so Pashtus, one would say, the carbon reason is better, it seems to be more inclusive. It teaches me the whole Pesach.
Right.
So what that sheet that would hold, of Masa Yisrael Mayam, well, how do I know that includes, even without the carbon, why would that reason be enough? Because the post can point out is because if we're telling us you don't say Hallel on Shri Shal Pesach, which is Yontif, so how could it be a Chol Hamoed, which is doesn't have the same level of Kedusha, it'd be a Bizayin to Yont to the Acharon Shal Pesach. So therefore we wouldn't say, because we know, once you know we don't say Hallel on Shri Shal, so therefore we learn that also, that's what they point out. And the reason, but the Pashas, the Karba reason is more inclusive. What the other reason has been is because God said it, assuming maybe go by Shemayim, maybe it's not such a good thing. But God told the angels, God rebuked the angels, so we have God telling us not to do it. But either way, what do we need both reasons for? Let's assume they're both inclusive, like the post can say. We could use even Maitri Tavavayam to tell me Chol might also. So what do we need both reasons for? So that's the pshat. You have enough information how to answer that kasha. There are two mechayavim for why we say Hallel. So it goes like this. So really we said you need the big three. So why don't we say Hallel, let's say Choloma, you know, whatever, why don't we say Hallel on Pesach, on the rest of Pesach? The Gemara says, because it's true it's a Moed and Israel Malacha, but it doesn't have its own independent carbon. Okay, you got me. But what about Shvi Shel Pesach? What happened Shvi Shel Pesach? Yom Shir Bonais. It's the day of Kriyas Yamsuf. It's the din of Chanukah. This like Chanukah warrants a full Hallel. So why not Kriyas Yamsuf warrants a full Hallel? So that's what they come on to. That's what the post can bring down. We need a second reason to say Masa Yadei Tovim Bayam Atem Omim Shira. That's why you need both the reasons, because you have two different reasons why one would be, that was the point I was making earlier, two different reasons why one might be saying Hallel on Pesach. So right, when the Gemara switches, it seems to be taking a boost with the Nasi when it asks that question and what you asked. So that's what you need, the reason of Karban, that takes care of the big three. But you'll say independently, Shvi Shel Pesach is a Yom Shir Bonais. We should say a Hallel anyway. We have the Gemara, the post, come on to this other reason. But still it's difficult because we have another Kasha. The Kasha is, I remember, Hallel Leal Pesach. So we know the different Hallel Leal Pesach. There are different minhagim in Shul, whether one says Hallel, even with a bracha, Leal Pesach. What's the minhag in the Bayit? Yes or no? Did you do it?
Yeah.
The minhag agra is right. But Pashas, if you look at the Shulchan Aruch, it seems to be a machlokas machaber rama. It's a straight machaber rama shayla, like in theory, tefillin on Chol HaMoed is as well. But there are many other factors to get into that. But the strict stuff, let's say on Chol HaMoed is Ashkenaz put on tefillin, Sephardim don't. But it's a similar shayla here. The machaber brings down the minhag one should say Hallel with the bracha in shul. And the Ramah writes, no, there is no halal. So that's not the halal we're talking about. We're talking about the halal to say, everyone agrees, we say halal leil seder. That's not an argument. It's in the Haggadah, we say it. And in fact, the Ramban has just a pragmatic answer that he said he's working with the Machaber, or the Machaber is working with him. He says, he's working with the opinion, you do say halal with the bracha. That's why he says there's no bracha at the seder. Very pragmatic. You have in mind when you make the bracha and shul, it goes on both halos. But we'll get to Rav Haigon in a minute, a different shot. But that he just a very simple, pragmatic answer, the reason why there's no bracha. Because how will we say in the Seder, it's a lot different. No bracha, we do it sitting down, we break up the halal, we have a meal in between. There's a lot of differences of the halal. But halal leil Seder, we say, so clearly we say halal leil Seder, we are gomrim et halal the night of Pesach. So the Kash is I makas b'choros. Last I checked, why don't we say Maisa Yadai died makas? Same way we say Maisa Yadai Toba Bayam. That on the seventh day of Pesach, the Egyptians drowning in the sea. That was enough not to say a full Hallel. Why don't we give the same reason by the Leil Pesach? The Egyptians firstborn, they died. So that's enough. That's enough of a tragedy. We shouldn't say Hallel either. So the Mefarshim answer is follows. Yet, that we know that there are different types of halal. Is what we call the classical kriyat. Right, well, it's based on Rav Haigon, and then you have the Bris Karov, and there's several variations on, but the source really comes from Rav Haigon. The Ran in the end of Arvei Pesachim quotes about why, he discusses mainly why no bracha at the Seder, we always make a bracha on halal, why is it split up, you know, many differences. So he writes, the quote from Rav Haigon, there's two different types of halal. What we call a halal shel kriya, or what he calls a halal shel shira. You know, different modifications, what exactly the halal shel shira would mean, but that's the fundamental you saw. A halal shel kriya is the classical halal, as the Rambam writes, and that's why perhaps that will be one of the differences. The Rambam writes, kriya sahal, that's his lashon, if you look at the Rambam, there's a briska rub on it. The Rambam writes, all kriya sahal is the Rabbanan. So we'll see, Kriya Sahalel is something that's on the anniversary of an event. It's a formal text. Chazal said, now remember the miracle that happened, you say Kriya Sahalel. A Halel Shel Shira is what Rav Haigon is spontaneous. It's a, you have a miracle happen to you, you're not going to say, God, wait a second, I'm smart. Wait, Baruch Atah Hashem, you command me to say it, now I'm thanking you. It's supposed to be, it comes with Mamakim. You feel something, you want to come out spontaneous and scream out, praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, he calls it a Halel Shel Shira. That's why all those differences, the night of Pesach, that we have it at night, we never say Halel at night, Halel is always B'yom, we split it up, because it's a spontaneous type of Halel. More than that, no, we'll go get to it. I'll tell you why it is, but that's my next. So therefore we all know, probably the many mitzvahs Leil Pesach, but I say many times, now, how, depending obviously what your shirim are, how, no matter how difficult it is to eat the proper amount of matzah, marah, etc., I'm not saying it is that hard, but it's depending what you eat, depends whose shir you take. But the hardest mitzvah is chayiv adam liros es atzmo ki lo yatzah mitzrayim, and the Rambam has this gersa that normally we have the mitzvah of zechira to see it. Everyone, all the posts come ask, what's the difference between if we have a mitzvah all year round of zechir yitzias mitzrayim, I get the machlokas and the mishnah and brachas. Everyone agrees 365 days a year. What is the extra word kol yameicha yachak? What's kol yameich? So benzoma l'rabos halelos and chacham and say l'avi moza mashiach. So it's a machlokas whether there's a mitzvah and we pass if there is. Everyone agrees 265 days a year there's a mitzvah. And every night of the year. And so that's the machlokas we pass in there is. So what's it so special about the night of Pesach? So there are many differences. We do it Sipur, Jarach Shail, Vetshuva. So there's another, and we say a halal, we eat the matzah maror. But they point out, but probably the most fundamental difference is all year round we're remembering events that happened thousands of years ago. The Chi of Pesach is Chayav Adam, and that's the challenge. That's why Sfarim even get into it more. They walk around acting out, carrying stuff, like they're actually weaving Mitzrayim and all that stuff. The mitzvah is, as impossible as it might seem, we have to try to feel that we're actually leading Mitzrayim now. And as the Brit Rebbe, they have a Laficha Omal Shira Chadasha. And what do you mean, how is a Shira Chadasha? It's an old song. But no, it's something new. I just left Mitzrayim. And that's why we have to go through. Why not Machil B'Genus V'Siyim B'Shvach is get to the good stuff. Because you have to actually feel that you actually went through Mitzrayim. So yeah, I'm not saying a halal, it is a halal of a shat hanes. Right now, we are Pesach. I went through Egypt and I'm out. It was a condensed 210 years, I agree. But we did it either in 20 minutes or 4 hours, depending how long you say this took, whatever, 6 hours. But you went through it and you took the experience. See, we have already a precedent, because really it's supposed to be in Egypt 400 years, 410, 420. But we only did 210. Why did they say? Because the Kushi Hashibut. So if we can make those couple of hours real hard, then we can even condense it even more. So they say, we have a chiyav, we're actually saying how. So we have a chiyav, we're saying, that's the Shira Chadasha, we're saying a new halal. Right now, I'm a chayav and a halal. So that's the pshat they say. When is the issue of Masa Yadai Tovu Mayam? If you're personally not involved, like the angels, see, in fact, the Gemara tells us some stuff from Kufyat Zion. The Jews themselves, when they crossed the Yasa Moshe, and the Jews thank Shira. They said the Yadai, the times of you yourself are involved with Shasnais, it's clear you're celebrating your own Yeshua, you're not worried about whether, but if you were never in danger like the angels, so then the issue of Maisa Yadai Tovu Mayam. So by Machas Bechoros, Leil Pesach, we're saying, you're right, if it was just an anniversary of the Nais, we wouldn't be able to say Hallel. So that's the Kasha on you, Svarim, who say it in Shul. But you only could say, Mason, then how could you say the Hallel Shul? That's for the Brisker of Rites.
That's why you say Bracha, then.
What's Hector saying it at night? Because why usually a halal shal kriya? But anyway, that's what the Brisker writes. The first one's a halal shal kriya, the second one's a halal shal shira. But either way, that's what they point out here, and that's why we could say a halal. In fact, that's why the Meiri, when he talks about that's what they point out. That a halal of the shatanei, maybe that's what they point out. Maybe that's the chilukim. A halal of the shatanei, that's a din daraisa. That you know the different machovas in the Bahad, it's the Raita, the Rambam, it's the Rabbanan, you have the Raited, you have the middle sheet, it's different Kabbalah. You have Mr. Kinkud makes this quick, there's a famous machovas Hashem Sofer, and it's very Nogay at Yom HaTzmud. And then Mr. Kinkud, just to tie it into Yom HaTzmud, the issue is, so we know that the Gemara says in Megillah Dav Yudalid, that the Gemara says, uses a Kal V'Chomer, that we should say Hallel and Pesach. Hallel Leil Pesach. Why? Because the Gemara says, look at Purim. Or actually they say like this, they say from the opposite, from Pesach we say, we know we do Hallel Leil Pesach. So it says, Me Abdus L'Cheiras. When we went from Abdus L'Cheiras, we said Hallel. Me Misa L'Chayim V'Kol Shechein. The Gemara has a Kal V'Chomer there. You know, that's the whole discussion about establishing, and then the Gemara answers, why not Purim? Because of those three reasons. But really, Purim is the day that should be Hallel. The Gemara is the Kal V'Chomer. So many times, Kal V'Chomer is the Raisa. As the Gemara says, or Svara, Lamali Kra Svarahu. There's a major machlokas, the Chasam Sofer and the Tziv, how you learn this Gemara. The Chasam Sofer Shita is that a Hallel, let's say Hallel and Chanukah. Hallel, everyone agrees Hallel B'Shas HaNeis is the Raisa. Both in the Tziv and the Chasam Sofer. Actually, the Tziv limits the Kal V'Chomer to the Shas HaNeis. But the Chasam Sofer says no. The Gemara is telling me all the time that anytime I say a Hallel about a Neis, even if it's the anniversary of a Neis, that's still a Din D'Raisa. That's a major machlokas, the Chasam Sofer. The Tziv, I say the Hallel, we say a Chanukah now. Is that a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan? So there's an issue. So part of the issue is that Rav Meshulam Roth was one of the great poskim in Europe. In fact, Rav Shechter's father Melech Schechter is that Saul, he passed away recently. He lived in his town in Europe. He was one of the big poskim in Europe, Rabbi Shulam Roth, and he discussed Halah no Ma'atzmut. He has a whole discussion on another time, even discussing Shechiyanu, or the Shechiyanu Yom Zodat, but one of the issues you always hear about, but you're right, maybe we should say Halah, but we don't have a basin today to misach, to make a takana. That's one of the times you hear. Even if you assume it's a day, if Chazal were here today, they would, but we don't have. So Rav Shulam Roth says, but that depends on this issue here. I don't know if he says there, but basically, the Tziv writes, Ein lana ela macha tikna. That's a key one. So in other words, the Meiri that also had something like that, the Bishat Hanes, that they discussed that maybe in terms of, everyone agrees in 1948 then, it shouldn't have been an issue. In fact, they bring a raya, I think, with his result even the Gemara and Shabbos. The miracle happened on Hanukkah, and then it says, Lashon HaKerub, what about that year? You didn't need any Tachan. The Psalm is literally, if you work, it depends on this issue. If you assume, like the Chasim Sofer, you don't need a takana. It's a din d'oraita. I don't need someone to tell me to put on tefillin tomorrow. It's a mitzvah in that Torah. So according to the Nitziv, Ein lo la takana, then you'd have a problem on Yom HaTzimut or any other day to misak. He holds it's a takana you need. But according to the way the Chasim Sofer learns, it's a din d'oraita. If it's a din d'oraita, there's nothing to do. You don't have to worry about a takana. It's a chiyuv, it's like the Rav Hai goes. You have a chiyuv, and the Chasam knows that this is that year, but every year on the anniversary of the miracle, you have a chiyuv to say halal. So at the end of Shulam Roth, he backs down what I'm saying with the bracha at the end for other reasons, but he just says if he gets other gedolim to agree with him, but the bracha is a separate shiloh, but that's the question, because I guess Rav Hai goes writes no bracha, so there's a meiri also that seems to learn that way, that I think in Rabbi Yosef says without a bracha for a different reason, because he says it's true it's a tremendous yeshua, but he says it's also the fact that many Jewish people were killed on that day. So kind of like a mazal yaitov amongst the Jewish people. So to tone down, he doesn't want to say it with a bracha, because it's not a tremendous sin. It was a simcha we got Israel, but we lost a lot, so therefore he toned it down without a bracha. That's what Rabbi Yosef writes. What?
How many people died on that day?
That's what he claims, I don't know. But I thought once they announced it, I don't know. He said everyone that came, the nations all came in.
It started the next day.
Or maybe he didn't realize that it was a nitkan that was pushed. So either way, maybe he says because of that, I'm sure Rabbi doesn't know the history, so either maybe he says based on this and more people did whatever he said. But the bottom line is there's no bracha, but he brings that reason now.
I'm just thinking about right. When is the nace? The doctor on that day,
yeah.
4 years,
and
they still
say. No, right. That's the whole discussion, right? It's continue, like, what about 67? You know, all the time, and go all the time, right? Now, right. And then it gets, there are many issues then about what about Baal Tosef? So he quotes the Minchas Chinuch, who says, why is no Baal Tosef by Hanukkah? By any time, you know, if you're doing it, if you're making a yontif based on a nace, it's not Baal Tosef. It's not about the certain thing. Yom HaTzimut would appear, which he said would fall into this. You know, some people raise the issue about Tosef, and then they raise the issue of Halif. Again, to the different sheets to Gavin on both sides. I'm saying is that that's what, based on the Chasam Sofer and this Yisod, it wouldn't be a problem about Tosef, and you wouldn't have a problem with Halil. In terms of, because if you hold it to Din D'oraita, I don't need any Takana. It's a Din of Hatzolot and Nate, and I'm singing Shira, you know, then. So again, so one always has to balance between the Gemara, which says that one who says Hallel every day is a Magadev, and every day means any day that you're not supposed to, and that doesn't mean literally every day, to be sure I'm wearing, with the same issue of Chizkiyoh HaMelech, they quote the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that he could have been Melech HaMashiach, but he was lacking in the Shira. So we have, you know, so one, you know, but the bottom line, whether, you know, a lot of political, whether you say Hallel, you don't say Hallel, with the bracha, no bracha, the bottom line is clear. We have to have Akaras HaTov, the Nisim that happened, you know, in Akaras HaTov, you know, that we have Eretz Yisrael. So we'll have to stop here.
So just to sort of put it, so the ones who do say Hallel, is it Hallel of Shiva or the Hallel?